On this episode, I'm going to explain why your opinion doesn't freaking matter, okay? The market and what society wants matters. It trumps your opinion, and let's talk about what the hell that even means right now.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 213 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am Dustin Brohm, your host. And what I wanted to talk about today, it's going to be a quick and dirty episode. Super, super quick one. Our opinions as agents doesn't really matter. Okay. Now, when you're out there with a buyer, your opinion of the house, if the buyer gives a shit what you think, maybe it matters a little bit. But ultimately, it's up to the buyer. You know, you could give your advice, you could, your educated opinions based on things, but ultimately what they want is what they're going to do, okay? So your opinion doesn't matter in that case. But what I'm really talking about here is there's a lot of bitching and moaning and complaining, especially within Facebook groups, within the industry, especially the largest ones. You guys know what I'm talking about. Bitching about how things are. Well, I just barely learned this, and then this is coming. And, you know, I don't want to do TikTok. I don't want to do this. NFTs and crypto. Now I have to learn that shit. Yes. Yes, you do. And it's not going to be the last thing. There's going to be another thing and another, because that's how the world is working. Okay. Maybe you don't like Zillow as an agent. Okay. Most agents don't really like Zillow. Now, I respect them. I don't necessarily like them. I don't really dislike them. They are. I respect them. I'm a capitalist, and I respect the shit out of what they've built and how they're doing it. And they're very smart about how they've dominated. I don't necessarily like them. Like, it's not like I'm like this Zillow fan in, you know, hashtag Team Zillow. Not exactly. But consumers like Zillow. Okay, so as agents, we could bitch and complain about Zillow all we want. Consumers love Zillow. I mean, Zillow is now like, it's in pop culture. You know, there's commercials that include, I'm not even talking about Zillow commercials. There's skits on Saturday Night Live, and there's memes about, you know, do you search through homes on Zillow every night before you go to bed, or are you crazy? You know, I saw a meme the other day that's like, isn't it normal to just search Zillow right before you go to bed every night? And consumers like Zillow. Why? Well, that really doesn't really matter, but let's talk about that for a second, because we're going to be real on this episode, aren't we? It's very easy to use. It's nationwide, so they're not limited to just your MLS. If you want your consumers, if you want your clients to use your website, well, that's cool if they're looking in one neighborhood, but what if they want to look at mansions in Miami? What if they want to look at property in Montana and you're in Salt Lake? Can't do that on the agent's website, because it's only limited to the MLS or MLSs that you have access to. Zillow is not that way. It's everywhere. So, you know, I've looked at Zillow before. It's just easy. It's a very easy to use, great user interface. It is what it is. And it's accessible everywhere. They have an Apple TV app, for God's sakes. They have an Apple Watch app, for God's sakes. Zillow is. So your opinion of it doesn't matter. Okay, you can educate consumers on, you know, hey, it's inaccurate in this way, or here's where you can get yourself into trouble if you're using their data this way. Good. You should be doing that, because that's in the best interest of the consumer. But if you're just shitting on it because you don't like it, well, that makes you kind of a little bitch and kind of a whiner. And nobody wants to hire a whiner. They want to hire a professional. What really got me thinking about doing this episode today, which is really more of an educational rant, let's call it that, educational rant today. I did a reel the other day, a reel and a TikTok, same thing, about the number one website on the planet. Okay. Now for many years, we've just kind of known, it was common knowledge that, or conventional wisdom, if you will, that Google was the number one visited website on the planet, right? And then I believe YouTube was number two, because that's where everybody goes to search, right? Well, in 2021, Google was not the number one website on the planet. Mm-mm. You know what was? It wasn't even YouTube. TikTok is now the number one most visited website on the frickin' planet. And a lot of people bitching about it. A lot of agents saying, I don't want to dance. I don't want to point at words. You don't see me dancing and pointing at words, but I'm still doing content on the platform. And it's growing quite nicely, reaching all sorts of new people that I wouldn't have reached if I wasn't using TikTok. You don't have to do those things. You're just telling yourself a story. You're making excuses, really. You're just like, oh, that's not for me because I don't want to dance. So you have to dance in a video in order for it to be on TikTok. I did not get that memo. I didn't get the memo. Maybe a few years ago, that's all it was. But maybe you should check it out. TikTok can no longer be ignored. All right. If you are a content creator of any kind, which you should be, you can't ignore TikTok. It's such a powerful algorithm to get yourself and your content in front of new people, in front of a new audience, people who don't know you yet. That's how their algorithm is built, to show it to new people. So for discoverability and being discovered, there's literally nothing more powerful than TikTok. LinkedIn's pretty damn good, but it's nothing like TikTok. And if you're creating video content anyways and using Reels on Instagram, why the hell wouldn't you do it on TikTok? It's the same thing. You use the same video, basically. So TikTok, I ignored for a while, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm basically doing that on Reels anyways. I should do it over here on TikTok. Wow, growth. Quick growth, audience growth, discovery by new people. Weird. So even if you don't like TikTok, you don't get it, you don't understand it. And look, I didn't understand it for a while. It took me getting on there and watching stuff and just consuming and consuming and consuming before I then understood how I could use it. I had to see enough examples of how others were using it before I was like, oh, okay, well, here's how I can do it. But you need to do that too. All right, you can't just draw a line in the sand and say, I don't like this, therefore it's not worth my time. Well, consumers, obviously, being that it's the number one website on the planet now, consumers have voted. They have voted with their feet. They have voted with their actions. They are saying, we want short form content between 15 and 60 seconds, and we want it here on TikTok, and obviously they want it on Reels on Instagram as well. They want short form content. So if you don't like short form content, or you don't get it, you don't know how to do it yet, or you've told yourself you don't know how, you just made excuses. That's fine. We all make excuses about something. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it healthy. It really fucks with your growth, to be honest. Cool. You've drawn a line in the sand. Doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that it's still the number one website on the planet. There are real estate agents who are selling dozens and dozens and dozens of homes every year because of TikTok videos. Interesting. Interesting how that works. There are loan officers closing dozens and dozens and dozens of loans because of TikTok. Weird. So something's happening over there. That's where all the consumers are. That's what they're telling us they want. It would not be the number one most visited website on the planet if they're just like, we don't really care about these TikToks. They do. And you, because of your opinion, have decided it's not for you. You're just going to keep buying Zillow leads. You'll just keep spending $800, $1,000, whatever the hell Zillow leads cost now. You'll just keep doing that. You're killing your business because of your opinions. But consumers don't give a shit about those. They don't give a shit about your opinions. They don't care that you don't like Zillow. They like Zillow. They don't care that you don't like TikTok or that you're not comfortable in front of the camera. They don't care. They are consuming video content. So if you are not showing up, if you're not overcoming your fears, if you're not getting out of your comfort zone, then you're screwing yourself, because they're then those consumers that you're trying to reach, that you want them to hire you, right? Those same consumers that you want to hire you are seeing video content from other agents. Your opinions don't matter. Totally irrelevant. And in this context, they are hurting you. So remember, this is not happening in a vacuum. If you're just like, eh, I'm not going to do TikTok. Okay. It's not like your sphere of influence, your network, they're just not consuming other content, waiting for you to hopefully show up in their newsfeed. No, they're seeing a ton of other agents who are willing to get in front of the camera, who are willing to get out of their comfort zone. Maybe they dance and point at words and look stupid for a minute, in our opinion. But if the consumers find it entertaining or funny, it's not really stupid now, is it? Stupid, according to who? Your opinion doesn't matter. What the consumer demands and what the consumers expect, that's all that matters. So this is kind of a tough love episode, hopefully to shake the shit out of some of you guys and get you to realize that you, because of your opinions, are totally fucking your business. You're screwing up any growth that you would have had, and you're actually giving attention to your competitors in your market. Like, all those people that you think are going to hire you, you're friends with them, you went to high school together, they live in your neighborhood, they go to your church, fellow parents at your kid's school, you assume, oh, they're just going to hire you when they need you, right? While they are sitting in their car in the carpool line watching Reels and TikToks or scrolling whatever, watching YouTube, and they are seeing content from your competitors, and they are making connections with those competitors. They are finding those competitors to be helpful. Those competitors are providing value and teaching your friends something. And before you know it, they forgot what you do for a living. These people who you assume are just going to hire you because of your relationship, they have forgotten that you are also in real estate because they're not seeing you. You have not shown up in their newsfeed. Your competitors are instead, and they forget about you. It's not personal. It's not that they don't like you. It's not that they think that you stink. Maybe you do. You should check that. But they're not saying you're a horrible human being or you're an asshole. They just don't remember you because somebody else got their attention first. You see where this is going? Like, this is no longer an option. No longer an option. So guys, follow my lead. Like, this is why I'm doing Reels and TikToks so religiously and consistently now on Instagram and TikTok. I'm seeing growth just in the last month and a half since I've been doing it regularly. And I'm only doing a Reel every other day. I'm not doing them daily. Every other day, but I'm doing a post every day. I've seen quite a dramatic increase in not just my reach, how many people are seeing me, but how many people listen to this podcast. Some of you guys listening right now may be here because you saw one of my TikTok videos and have never seen me before, never heard Massive Agent, never seen this face, didn't recognize the dude with the t-shirt and the backwards hat. You're like, who's this dork? And then you watch one of the videos and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you click into the bio or into my profile and you're like, oh, he has a podcast. Let's listen to that. And here you are. Interesting. So you guys, I hope you realize that your behavior is the same, like what's happening with you and what got you here to be listening to this in the first place is what's happening to your closest friends who you just assume will hire you because they know you're an agent. You've been an agent for 13 years. How could they forget? Well, quite easily. Yeah, quite easily when other agents are bombarding them in their news feeds, which they're watching all the time. Do I need to continue beating this horse? I know this horse is dead. Should we keep beating it? Sometimes I feel like I need to. Guys, it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what your opinion is at all. This stuff is still happening. Cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFTs, that shit's happening. It's not going to happen. It is currently happening. It is currently happening. So you could bury your head in the sand because you're too busy. You just learned how to do this and now I got to learn that. Yep. Sorry. It is what it is. Now, you don't have to, but then don't be surprised if you are all of a sudden left behind and somebody's like, hey, I want to buy this property, but you know, how do I then turn it into an NFT? Or do you have any property that comes with NFTs or is part of one or whatever? And you're like, a what? And they're like, wait, you don't even know what I'm talking about? On to the next one. It's going to happen real soon. Okay. So I'm not saying you have to be an expert. I'm not saying you have to start buying a bunch of these Bored Ape SUVs, NFTs, you know, the artwork NFTs. I'm not saying you have to go buy that stuff, but you have to understand the technology because it's going to be dramatically disruptive to our industry in a positive way. It's going to make transactions much faster, much smoother, much less expensive, much more transparent. That also means that the shitty agents and the so-so average agents that people don't really remember, you do a good job, but you're just kind of in the middle. There's not going to be a need for you much anymore. So you've got to get ahead of this. It's just what's required. So listen to podcasts. I've been spending quite a bit of time listening to podcasts about NFTs, the metaverse, how real estate is going to be affected by NFTs, blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, all of that stuff. And some of it, when I'm listening, I'm like, this may as well be Japanese. I don't understand this shit. But as you continue to listen, and then you listen to another podcast from somebody else, and they say things worded differently with a different context, maybe a different perspective, all of a sudden things start to click. And you're like, oh, that's what that means. Oh, that's how that fits together. Oh my God, that means this is possible. And then you start to get it. It takes a minute. I don't understand all of it yet, but I'm a hell of a lot further ahead than a lot of you guys. I'm a lot further ahead than I'd say 98% in this industry. And that's kind of sad because I don't know that much, but I'm sure as hell trying to. Things are just changing so rapidly, guys. You see it every day. You see it in your daily lives. Things are changing so rapidly. Technology is emerging. New conveniences are just becoming standard and becoming the norm. And then you expect that that's not happening inside your real estate business, and you're not going to make any changes because you work from referrals. You've been getting referrals. Well, those referrals are going to dry up slowly but surely. I've talked to dozens of agents over the last year or so that have all said, hey, my referrals are starting to dry up. Why? And how can I get them back? Like, well, shit. Go to the beginning of this episode and push play, right? And then go listen to a bunch of other previous episodes because we've talked about this. You've got to be in their newsfeed. You have to be in front of them. You have to be found. You have to be known locally. That's just what it is. Luckily, you control that. You control that. Do you pick your phone up today and push record or not? I believe that something you guys can do every single day to start moving in the right direction is every day talk to your phone. Okay, talk to the camera at least once a day. That could be a recorded video. That could be a story on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook stories, whatever. But every day, at least once, you need to talk to the camera. Okay, not just be behind the camera so they can hear your voice, but actually talking to the damn camera. Let's see, right there. Talking to the camera. Okay, so people can see your face. Maybe you're uncomfortable doing that. Okay, do it today. Do it once. Do one 30-second story about something, and then do it tomorrow and the next day. And after a week, guess who's not going to be nervous anymore? Huh. Weird. Weird how repetition and practice improves, or you improve with it, I should say. So guys, it doesn't matter your opinion. It just doesn't matter what you think. Okay? You can have your opinions. I have lots of mine. I have lots of mine. But they don't change the world. They don't change consumer behavior, consumer expectations. They don't change any of that. But my opinions can actually hold me back. So I would challenge you to self-audit yourself and think, are some of your opinions and the lines you've drawn in the sand, the things that, oh, I'm not doing that because I don't like it or I don't get it or that's not for me, is that helping you or hurting you? Because I think a lot of us tell ourselves that it's helping us by keeping us focused. I'm not paying attention to that thing because I'm staying focused. Are you really? Now, I get that. If that's really what's happening, that's a good thing, okay? But sometimes you need to have other channels of distributing your face and your message and your content. That's not a distraction. It's an amplification of what you're already trying to do. It's just a better way. It's a faster way of accomplishing what you're already trying to do here, and then you start doing it there, right? So really make sure, are you maintaining focus? Are you eliminating a distraction? Or are you just telling yourself that? It's a common excuse. I see it all the time. Within our Massive Agent Society, the Massive Agent Society group, I've seen some absolute magic happen in the last week, where our members are doing what we call the 7-day social media jumpstart videos. All right. Now, it gets people out of their comfort zone very, very fast. A lot of people, some of the members still haven't even started because day one's kind of like, whew. For some, it's out of your comfort zone. But once you do it, and then you start to get feedback, and people are like, wait a minute, people are actually like positive. People are actually like congratulating me on doing this video. People are actually reaching out and saying, hey, I've actually thought about buying a house. All this magical stuff is happening in such a short period of time. And those are all like the tangible results. What's intangible is you're getting more confident every single time you record a video and hit publish, and then you do it again the next day and the next day and the next day. You are building confidence. Confidence is the root of all success. I'm starting to believe that more and more. Confidence is behind success. All right. I could go on a whole other topic, but I'll save that for another podcast. But if you guys need to build confidence, do something hard. Do something hard. When you accomplish something that was hard, your confidence grows. And then when you do it again, it grows even more. If you need to build confidence, and we all do something difficult, something that's outside your comfort zone. Do it, your best, and then look back and be like, that wasn't even that bad, and I freaking crushed it, and your confidence grows. So I challenge you to do something hard. And maybe that's just starting to learn TikTok. Maybe that's starting to wrap your head around cryptocurrency and blockchain and all that. I know that was hard for me in the beginning. And once you don't really need to go like way into crypto, because it gets really overwhelmingly nerdy and just ridiculous. Okay. You don't need to go that far. But you need to have general understandings. So there we go. Your opinions don't really matter, and they might be hurting you. I will say this. So one of our great partners here on the podcast, Follow Up Boss, they, for so many years, I heard people that I looked up to, my mentors, other big team leaders, big top producing agents, just casually talking about Follow Up Boss, that they use Follow Up Boss and it's so great and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, it's kind of expensive. Like I'm over here using the cheapest possible CRMs, and I'm like, how come this isn't clicking? Like, what's happening here? You know, I had an opinion that Follow Up Boss was expensive. And then as I started to learn about it and then tried it out, I learned, holy shit, it's actually costing me so much more to not use this. It's so much more than a CRM. It's so much more robust. It's a business growth platform for agents. And there's a reason why the top producers are using it. There's a reason why indie brokerages and large teams and the fastest growing agents in your market and elsewhere are all using it. And they're not using the cheapest. They're not using the cheapest CRM. So sometimes that's an opinion that's getting in your way is, well, this is cheap and I've been using it forever. So, you know, I know how to use it. So it's the best. Maybe it is. But do you really know? Or you've just made a decision that may not be serving you. Thank God, Follow Up Boss is awesome and generous. And because you're a listener of the show, they're going to give you a 30-day free trial. And they're not even going to ask for your credit card. Okay, but you have to use this link, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/followupboss. 30-day free trial, no credit card required. They just want you to test it out. So go do that. Get the free trial, use it, run some traffic to it, you know, run some leads through there, manage some transactions, and see, hey, is it going to help you? And you may realize, holy crap, you've been screwing up for so many years by not using it. But there's only one way to find out. Try it out. Zero risk, zero expense, 30 days. Make sure you go do that today. Thank you, Follow Up Boss, for being a partner of the show and supporting what we do. And we are more than happy to support what you do, because I'm a firm believer Follow Up Boss makes agents better, makes their business better, makes their growth happen quicker, and helps them stay on top of their shit a lot better. So love it. Thank you, Follow Up Boss. And thank you guys for listening this week. I appreciate it. That's the pod. That's it. See you guys next week. We'll be right back.